State emergency response across the country is typically left up to governors, but Utah lawmakers have been considering bills aimed at giving the legislative branch more input into the state's response to the coronavirus pandemic. KUER's Sonia Hudson explains.
At the beginning of March, before Utah had any confirmed coronavirus cases, Governor Gary Herbert stood at a podium in the state's Emergency Operations Center in the basement of the Capitol. He had an announcement.
It's a matter of what can we do to mitigate the spread and minimize the infection that we have in our communities. In order to do that, we've created a task force.
The coronavirus task force, headed by the lieutenant governor, includes representatives from the executive branch, like the Department of Health and Board of Education, and the business and faith communities, but not from the legislature. A month and a half later, the state has more than 3,000 confirmed cases, 27 people have died, and state leaders have made several announcements drastically altering daily life.
This next step we'll call stay safe, stay home. We need to extend the soft closure of our public schools through the remainder of the school year. Family vacations and spring break, which we're going to ask the people of Utah to sacrifice and curtail.
Some lawmakers have complained that they weren't kept in the loop on those decisions, like House Majority Leader Francis Gibson.
There are several executive orders in which we as leadership found out about this 15 minutes prior to the declaration this was going to happen.
So Gibson is sponsoring a bill that requires a governor to consult with legislative leadership about any executive action during a pandemic at least 48 hours before it's announced. There is an exception for imminent threat of loss of life when the governor wouldn't have to give that advance notice.
We understand it's your right and your role and your ability to make certain executive calls, but we're saying, hey, let's work together. Give us a 48-hour notice.
But Herbert's not so sure it's a good balance.
So I have no problem with trying to communicate and give FYIs to the legislature, but we need to make sure we keep those separation of powers in the correct balance.
That bill passed the House and has been circled in the Senate, pushing off a vote while lawmakers negotiate with Herbert on possible changes. University of Utah political science professor Matthew Burbank says emergency response is typically the governor's job because he can act more quickly than the legislature. But it isn't entirely clear if this bill crosses any legal boundaries.
The Constitution gives the governor executive powers, but those aren't spelled out in enormous detail. And so I think what you see here is that there is a little bit of a gray area as to something like declaring an emergency. Does the governor have to consult with legislative leadership or not?
If the bill is signed into law, Burbank says, it could potentially end up in court. During its first 2020 special session, Utah's legislature has also taken up another bill to get lawmakers more involved in the governor's response. It's less controversial and was signed into law on Friday. It creates a legislative commission tasked with creating a plan to reopen the economy. They have until this Wednesday to submit the recommendation to the governor. If Herbert doesn't implement it, he has to present data that explains why. The law was passed the same day that Herbert's own economic task force announced plans to potentially ease social distancing restrictions in early May. Burbank questions if two commissions are necessary.
That's probably just, you know, an example of kind of governmental overkill. This is probably one commission more than we really need in this case.
But Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox says it'll be good to have more input.
It's a very collaborative process. This is as much as it's fun to have the executive branch and the legislature pitted against one another, and certainly there are some of those. This is not one of those.
Burbank says there's not really a practical reason for the legislature to involve itself more in the state's emergency response. It's not one of its constitutional responsibilities, and there's no partisan divide between Utah's executive and legislative branches.
It's not clear that it makes a huge amount of sense to have the legislature play that role, but I think the legislative leaders want to assert that they can.
While lawmakers and the governor haven't had major clashes over these bills, Burbank says if future legislation gave more power to the legislature during non-emergency times, it would likely face a lot of pushback. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.